Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday, March 20th meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules. We have some resolutions honoring people, and we have several busy senators that need to be other places, so we are going to take their testimony right away, and we are going to begin by opening a public hearing and work session on Senate Concurrent Resolution 12. Senator Winters, would you like to come forward? And Lori, would you like to tell us about this resolution?
Madam Chair and members of the committee, Senate Concurrent Resolution 12 memorializes Tom Whelan, who lived from 1948 to 2012. There is no revenue impact and there is no fiscal impact on the measure.
Great, thank you. And Senator Winters, and I see you have a friend with you.
If I do.
You'd like to join the senator at the dais. And please go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Senator Winter, Jackie Winters, for Senate District 10, which is Salem, Monmouth, and Independence, and Omsville, and Turner. Senate concurrent resolution that honors a colleague that some of us served with in this building, Tom Whelan. And I get kind of... When we talk about members that we've served with in this chamber, I think often people don't really realize that over time, the members in this chamber, in this body, whether it's in the House or the Senate, become friends and family. And I thought about it this morning as we talk about honoring and recognizing Tom Whelan. He also served in Salem with the fire department, and he was captain in 98. And Tom was an individual, as I thought about him this morning, that he was very warm, very passionate, and very dedicated to service, not only in my community, but service to the citizens of the state of Oregon. And my memories of him is, I don't think there was a time when you meet him in these halls that he's going to greet you with a smile and a big hug. And he's one that you could not only have some jovial interaction with, but he was very passionate about his role with being with the firefighters and saving the lives of others. He doggedly, in this building, was passionate about the issue of fires and cigarettes. And I think he probably, with all of us who served with him, he reminded us constantly of some of the fire causes. And this is one legislator who think of him so fondly. And I also knew his dad before I knew him. And I would just ask that you, and I know that Lori will go through all the whereases and what have you, because she also had a very personal life with him, that we pass out the Senate Concurrence Resolution 12 in honor of a colleague who dedicated his life to serving others, not only here in Salem, but across this great state of ours.
Great. Thank you very much, Senator Winters. I do see three other legislators in the room, so I'm wondering if maybe we could just recess briefly and go to the other resolution, then come back to this one. And we'll let Senator Winters go about her duties. So I guess I don't need to recess this, do I? I just need to open another hearing. So I will also open a public hearing and work session on Senate Concurrent Resolution 13. And Lori, if you'd like to tell us what we're looking at with this one.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Concurrent Resolution 13 memorializes the life of Kenneth Allen Jernstedt, who lived from 1917 to 2013. There is no revenue impact and no fiscal impact on the measure.
Great. Thank you, Lori. And I see we've been joined by three of our colleagues. So whichever of you would like to go first, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair and committee members. Chuck Thompson, Senate District 26, here to speak about the memorial for Senator Ken Jernstedt. Ken Jernstedt served many years in the legislature. He was kind of a war hero. He's a flying tiger, probably known best for that. But I attended his memorial service in Hood River a month ago. And that wasn't hardly even mentioned, because what was mentioned probably the most was what a community person he was, what he gave to the people of Oregon, the community of Hood River, and what a family man he was. That's what impressed me probably the most about his service, was that they didn't even talk about his why he was a hero, and he was a hero to many people, but basically he was a hero to his family, and it was my honor as a senior at Willamette to get to intern for Senator Jernstad, and I would always look to him back in the community for advice, and he was always willing to listen and give his advice. So I just came here to speak in favor of the resolution.
Great, thank you. Thank you for being here. And good morning. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. For the record, my name is Senator Bill Hansel, District 29. My main connection with the Jernstad family is with the next generation, Ken Jr.'s wife, who recently passed away. Sandy and my wife, Margaret, were sorority sisters at the University of Oregon, and were in each other's wedding. And so our connection is more of a family kind of a thing. I know Senator Jernstad was in the legislature for part of the same time that my Uncle Stafford was, but at the same time, the community that he served and the impact that he had and the wonderful family that continues to serve in Oregon today, to make this memorial would be very fitting, and I offer my full support.
Great. Thank you very much for your comments. Senator
Thank you very
Johnson.
Much. For the record, Betsy Johnson, Senate District 16. I also attended the memorial service, sat with the good senator. It was a lovely, moving tribute. All of the senator's children spoke with great composure and great affection. I'm here to tell you a quick flying story, because in aviation circles, Ken Jernstad is the stuff of legend. He was Oregon's first ace, a member of the Distinguished Flying Tigers. My sister, Patty, teaches aerobatics, and long after Senator Jernstad had lost his sight, Patty took him out flying. They were in an open cockpit airplane, either a Great Lakes or a Pitts, I don't know which. After the airplane cleared the ground, Patty gave Senator Jernstad the controls, and Patty maintains to this day that he flew better blind than most of her sighted students. He was an aviation legend in this state, a gentleman, a family man, a public servant, a fine legislator. He served with my father, and this memorial, I think, is the least that a grateful Oregon can do to thank him for his service to our state.
Great. Well, thank you all three for your very colorful and emotional remarks, and we will certainly move this to the floor as quickly as we can.
Thanks
for being here. Yes, so we are in a work session. Senator Beyer, we just took testimony on Senate Concurrent Resolution 13. And Senator Ferrioli.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Madam Chair, I move Senate Concurrent Resolution 13 to the floor with the be adopted recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Ferrioli has moved Senate Concurrent Resolution 13 to the floor with the be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, motion carries, and we will ask the chief sponsors, Senator Thompson and Senator Johnson, to carry this on the floor, and I will close the work session. And now we're still in a work session on Senate Concurrent Resolution 12, honoring our former colleague Tom Whalen. So if Lori would like to come back to the dais and introduce herself, that would be great. And for members who weren't here earlier, we heard already from Senator Winters talking about Tom Whalen. She did have to leave us for her other duties. So, okay, we're still in a hearing on SCR 13, and please go ahead. SCR 12, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and committee members, for your record. Lori Wimmer, representing myself today, and Tom Whalen's family. It's my privilege to be here because they cannot, but his father, Ed, sent his gratitude for this honor. Before I begin, I must admit that Tom would hate the attention. He was not one for making a fuss. But I have to say, if he's listening, suck it up. There are too many people who loved him and want to have their moment. SCR 12 is an important gesture in the eyes of Tom's family because it memorializes a man who literally grew up in this building. His father served in the Oregon House in the 1950s and 1960s and also headed was the first head of the Economic Development Department and was president of the AFL-CIO, a lobbyist for PGE, president of the Capital Club, and so on. And so Tom's acquaintance with the world of public policy began at Ed's knee. And it continued into his adult life. Tom followed his father's footsteps in so many ways. Both were firefighters, both were lobbyists, both were legislators. I met Tom here, beginning a 16-year journey as his wife, as his ex-wife, and as always, his best friend. In this building, Tom accomplished much. One of his proudest achievements, as you've heard from Senator Winters, was the passage of a fire-safe cigarette bill, which he knew would save many lives. We have you to thank, many of you, for your votes on that. When now Senate President Peter Courtney first approached Tom to consider a run for the Oregon House, Tom told him, "I'd rather chew tinfoil." Tom was the kind of guy everyone wanted to elect to something. He was a student body president at Roosevelt High School, football captain, and an unwilling leader of many other endeavors, including a stint as vice chair of the PERS board in the 1980s. Those who know Tom best understand that it was his gentle wit that most distinguished him. Who could forget the moment he admonished his colleagues on the House floor that you can't make chicken salad out of chicken poop, or the time he asked the carrier of a bill to mandate phonics instructions, why isn't phonics spelled with an F? One-liners generally inspired by an episode of the moment were his specialty. He told me that was because his memory was too poor to remember long jokes. Tom was a hero to many people, not just because he saved lives for a living, though he did, and not just because he achieved so much for the greater good, though he did. It was because of the many small kindnesses that were Tom's quiet, humble stock in trade. Sorry. Few knew that he homeschooled my son when middle school bullying became his nightmare, and most are unaware of his devotion to his disabled sister. And still few know how many people he helped in the desperation of their addictions, reclaiming with them both their sobriety and their self-worth. The day he died was a loss for all of us who had come to know and love him. And on March 9th, about 2 weeks ago, it was here. His heart stopped and ours broke. But I'll conclude with this thought. Tom always said that he didn't want to go part by part. He was a diabetic with an unromantic view of life. And he said if the talk ever turned to amputation, I was to wheel him off a bridge. A good death, he said, was one that came all at once. And the good news is that he got his wish. So we thank you for remembering us.
Thank you very much, Lori, for your comments. And I think for those of us who knew Tom, it was just an incredible shock and loss. And I remember I had just seen him. You know, one of the things that's not really talked about a lot is his love of music and of the arts, you know, in addition to everything else about him. And his daughter is a fine actress who's still performing regularly. We see her on TV quite frequently. But I had seen him at a concert in Portland, and he just was so full of life and so full of the usual, just sort of, you know, Tom Whalen, inimitable sense of humor and passion for life. And so clearly he lived every day, I think every day, and got the most out of it and made incredible contributions here in the legislature and when he was no longer a member with that Fire Safe Cigarettes bill, which I think would never have been able to see its way through to passage without his passion for it. So thank you very much for helping us remember him. And are there is anyone else here to testify on SCR 12? I don't see anyone. So members, we are in a work session.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator Farrioli.
I move the Senate concurrent resolution 12 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Farioli has moved Senate Concurrent Resolution 12 with a be adopted recommendation to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Okay, the motion carries, and I will ask Senator Winters and myself as the chief sponsors to carry this on the floor, and I'll close the work session on SCR 12. And then if anyone is here today for SCR 11, we had a request to carry that one over to next week. Commissioner Lycan had an emergency meeting and couldn't be with us today and asked if we could do it next Wednesday instead. So that's our plan, is to pick it up next week. Okay, so then I'll just come back to the top of our agenda. I think we can move pretty quickly and open a work session on Senate Bill 149. And we have held a previous public hearing on this and have an amendment. And Lori, would you like to tell us what we're looking at?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 149 was before you at the end of February on the 27th. There is a dash one amendment connected there, right before you there. And what the dash one amendment simply does is in section 17, it removes the new material, bracketed material, and or it restores the bracketed material, which is current statutory language, and deletes the bold. There is no revenue impact as it is now amended or could be amended with dash ones, and there's no fiscal impact either.
Great. Thanks very much, Lori. So we do have an amendment before us, and I think we can thank Senator Farioli, sharp eyes, for catching that change. So, Senator Farioli, do you have a motion?
Madam Chair, I do. I move that to adopt the dash one amendments dated 2/28/13 to Senate Bill 149.
And Senator Farioli has moved the dash one amendment to Senate Bill 149. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam Chairman, my talent is to point out the obvious, and I think I've succeeded again this time. So I support the motion.
That's important. Any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, amendment is adopted. Senator Farioli?
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 149 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Farioli has moved Senate Bill 149 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries, and this bill moves to the floor. Do we have a volunteer to carry this bill on the floor? Senator Farioli?
I will, Madam Chair.
Great. Okay. And I will close the work session on Senate Bill 149. And I guess we'll just keep going in order here. Next, I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 268.
And go ahead. Sorry. My apologies. Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 268 was also before you on the 27th of February. It allows a supplemental retirement benefit amount contributed for an employee by the State Board of Higher Education or the Oregon Health Science University Board of Directors to be transferred to the Public Employees Retirement Fund to offset liabilities for employer contributions if the employee separates from service before the required period for vesting elapses. It declares an emergency. It's effective on passage. There is no revenue impact. The fiscal statement that was issued is attached to the documents before you. There is currently a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you, Lori. And members will remember that we had testimony on this at our previous hearing on February 27th and have had full discussion. We've also taken a look at the fiscal impact and talked to the President's office, and they seem to be content that this bill does not actually need to stop at the Ways and Means Committee, so I think they would look favorably on a motion to rescind the subsequent referral. So we are in a work session on Senate Bill 268.
Madam Chair, I move that Senate Bill 268 be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to the Joint Ways and Means Committee be rescinded.
Thank you. Senator Farioli has moved Senate Bill 268 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to Ways and Means be rescinded. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Farioli.
For the record, the fiscal impact of the proposed legislation is zero, and that information has been provided to members of the committee.
That is correct. Okay. Good morning, Senator Burdick. We are in a work session on Senate Bill 268, and Senator Farioli has just moved this bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to Ways and Means be rescinded, something which has been cleared in advance with the Senate President's office.
Okay.
Any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries. And this bill will move to the floor, and we do need a volunteer to carry this on the floor. Senator Beyer, thank you very much. And I will close the work session on Senate Bill 268. And moving right along, I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 269.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 269 was also before you on the 27th of February. This measure specifies the requirements for participation in an optional retirement plan by administrative or academic employees of the Oregon University system. It creates a separate tier for those employees contributing to optional retirement plan hired on or after July 1st, 2014. It specifies the contribution levels made by the State Board of Higher Ed for participating employees hired on or after July 1st, 2014. It provides for a limited employer match to the employee contribution. It deletes the language defining the parameters of selection of investment and annuity providers, and it states that provisions do not affect a collective bargaining agreement. It declares an emergency. It's effective on passage. There's no revenue impact, and again, there is, or not again, but on this measure, there is a minimal fiscal impact. There is no statement issued, and that is attached to your documents.
Hey, members, we are in a work session. Once again, like the previous bill, we have a bill that does not have a fiscal impact and so doesn't really need to go to Ways and Means. So we have cleared this with the President's office, and they will be fine with rescinding the subsequent referral. So, Senator Farioli,
Madam Chair,
motion?
Yes. Thank you. I move Senate Bill 269 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that in order to keep this measure from the clutches of the Committee on Ways and Means, that we rescind the referral to the Joint Ways and Means Committee.
Thank you. Senator Farioli has moved Senate Bill 269 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to Ways and Means be rescinded. Is there any discussion on his motion?
Madam Chair, I'd like to see Senator Farioli's script used for this motion.
Not there.
Madam Chair, I'm frequently off script, as my staff will attest.
Okay, any objection to the motion? Motion carries, and the bill moves to the floor. And is there a volunteer? If not, the chair will be happy to carry this on the floor. I don't think she's done her duties lately, so. Okay. And I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 269. I believe that completes our agenda. We did have one other matter. We will not be taking it up today. And so, with nothing further to come before us today, we are adjourned. Thank you, members.